Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world? 10 years ago, who would have thunk it? Had a conversation the other day with a grasshopper, you know, the 30-year-olds, and I mean, they're just brilliant. They really are. And it was computer-related. And I said, oh, you're just all geniuses. And I think it's hereditary. And he said, nah, it really isn't. You have to remember, Kathy, we grew up with this. Now, wasn't that astute? Wasn't that really on purpose? And he was so aware. He was right on it. And then he said, you know, imagine, Kathy, if you had this when you were growing up. Oh, my goodness. It's beyond my comprehension. It's beyond my comprehension what's going to happen in the next year, the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. But that's why you have to live in the now. Right now. Now is the time to enjoy the best of the rest of your life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to do a recap on is your life heaven or hell? However, I'm going to truly do sidebars during the entire show. Because of some things that did come up. And I felt that it's absolutely vital that I address it today on, is your life heaven or hell? Because you do know that you created it. It is your life. Is it heaven or is it hell? Live with Kathy, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. Live with Kathy, you're invited to call in on 347-637-3789. And this is part one of how is your life? Is it blissful? Are you enjoying every moment of it? You could log on to Blog Talk Radio and blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And check on all of these shows. You will love them. We did a whole series on part 1, 2, 3, and 4. In September, we did a whole series on If You Only Knew. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to condense all of the shows in the topic because they're all related. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in at 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then you could call, well, you already have that call-in number, but if you would like to write to me, it's Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then be sure and log on www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. CathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Check on the video. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. Live with Kathy is sponsored in part by District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. And did you know, oh, this is so exciting. I truly want you to put this, I don't know when the date is going to be because I just got the Iron Worker magazine. You know, I'm married to one. It is the Iron Workers Raise the Spire at One World Trade Center out of New York. They were there. Iron Workers install the final section of Spire atop One World Trade Center, September 11th, when the world cried. And in my mind's eye, it's etched in my memory. I was on a ship leaving the harbor in New York on our way to Bermuda. I'm a speaker on international cruise ships. And we passed the Statue of Liberty and the towers. And I stood there and I said, Bill, my husband, also known as the Silver Fox, oh, look, Bill, look at the towers, how majestic they are. I'm going to climb them. You know, I am an elite experienced air climber. And the operative word here is experienced. You just don't decide to be a stair climber and start climbing without checking with your doctor. And going through the early stages of preparing you, the dynamics change when you're in a stairwell and you're climbing up. But I just stood there and I remember even the outfit that I had on and my leopard shoes. And then they were leveled. The day America cried. And the iron workers were one of the first responders. So now that you have your pen and pad out, I'm going to just write down iron workers. Keep listening, and then I will give you advance notice on when the powers to be out of Local 40 in New York will be on the air with me, and perhaps we could get the General Secretary and even the President of Iron Workers District Council of Chicago on the air. And they could all call in and share their experience about the work they do. And I'm sure I mentioned to you that the iron workers were the first responders. I just love illuminating their character. You see, on talk radio, well, there are two parts to it. There are two dimensions to talk radio. Yes, and I've been in the dimension of, oh, how many people are going to call in and buy their product and their service. That is part one. But part two, which is more important, is educating. Informing. And when you know about a product or service, then you're more inclined to support that or want to be involved in it. So that's what Live with Kathy is all about, to inform you, to educate you, to have you get a true sense of everything that I'm talking about, and of course to support my partners in life with Kathy, because this is what it is. It's a partnership. So when you log on www.kathywatsonspeaks.com, and the first photo that comes up, me finishing 50 flights in the Presidential Towers, I think it was March 27th. My time was under 25 minutes. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. You're interested in partnering with Kathy Watson on Blog Talk Radio? Now, I really am digressing. Because, darlings, it is about you. Now, I'm going to just do a sidebar here. You know, radio is a very powerful, powerful tool. It's the power of the spoken word. No, it isn't instant. It's not a quick fix. It's a study in evolution. It's a study about you. Oh, so many people say to me, "Oh, Kathy, what fun. That is so easy." Oh, really? I have an acquaintance in the business who said to me, "Oh, yeah, Kath, come on. Big deal. Anyone could do talk radio." I said, "Really? Then why don't you try it?" So it wasn't too long after that where I got an email, and she said, "I'll never do it again." She said, "Kath, I opened my show. I talked forever. I thought it was over with, and I only used up 3 minutes." Really? Now, there's another very popular talk show host that's national, international. Is he worldwide? I don't know. I know I am. And I heard him say on one of his broadcasts, "You know, anyone could be a talk show host." Sure. And many of them are hosting their show, but they have 5 or 6 speakers, guests, lined up on their show. Now, the true signs to qualify you as an elite talk show host is to do your show without any guests. Of course, you could always have call-ins, but you have no one primed to support you on this show. And that's what Life with Kathy is all about. This is my opportunity to tweak me, to hone my skills, to be sure that I don't come across as being all fluff. I do stay on top of local, national, and international processes, what's going on in the world. I'm compliant, but I never lose the sense of who I am. So let me do my call to action to all of you. I don't know what your purpose is. Is it business, service, product? Are you an author? Do you have a recipe book? Are you an inventor? Do you have something that you want to share with the world and you don't know how to do it? Well, if you're listening, you're listening to the right person, because I'm the expert on and creating genres with you to get your message out there. And it is so affordable. So affordable. Now, you have to call me at 847-882-8717. And then we'll talk. We'll see if it's a match. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. The minute you open your mouth, you are branded by your tone of voice and the quality. Do you really think you'd be listening to me too much longer if this is what I talked like? Or I sounded like? I have to admit, I do have a little issue with many of the TV broadcasters. And welcome to, if they would only listen to themselves, they would be able to tweak, modify, or correct what is not acceptable as a speaker. So I don't know, is radio for you? I don't know how you want to expand your heart's desire. So, look, let me cut to the chase. We talk, and I start getting my epiphanies on how I could help you. And then together we're going to create a mini-mercial in my voice, and the listeners around the world, and even locally, will hear it 4 times a week and the minimum contract is 10 weeks. So it is 40 times they will hear your mini commercial. Ah, but here's the good news. I invite you to be a co-host on my show. And I prep you. No loose cannons. I really prep you. And voila, the big day is on the horizon. And you call in on the day that we decided. And now remember, the show is archived. After the show, it's mandatory. You have got to sit quietly. You're going to log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and you're going to listen to yourself. Close your eyes and hear yourself on the air. Now when it's over with, open your eyes and ask yourself one question. After hearing me on the air, would I jump up and get in touch with me? Was I good? Was I passionate? Did I come across as wanting to be in service and giving back? And you know, the more you give, the more you receive. That's why the show's direction is giving back, informing, educating you in the form of a PSA, but it's really a commercial. But we've changed the energy of it. I'm informing you, educating you about the character of iron workers. I'm informing you, I'm educating you on the potential of owning your own home-based business. I'm informing you, I'm educating you on how important it is to reduce the stress in your life. Stress, toxicity, and trauma are the leading factors in premature aging and, in many cases, death. Now, if you're not happy, and most everyone that has heard themselves on radio, oh, Kath, really, I need help. So we tweak it. And, of course, I'm listening, too. And there's no extra charge. By the way, this is so affordable. I'm amazed that the floodgates haven't opened, all of you getting in touch with me. to say that you are a radio personality. And another advantage, during the time on air with me, you might decide, hey, wait a minute. I'd love to have my own talk radio show. And this is the beauty of Blog Talk. It could be 15 minutes. It could be a half hour. It could be three quarters. It could be an hour, hour and a half. And of course, I'll take you by the hand and help you and walk you through and even be on air with you the first couple of times to make you comfortable until you're really confident that you know that you could handle it no matter what. Incredible marketing tool. Now, after the show has been archived, you email the whole world. And you tell them, log on, click on this date, and hear me. I am now a radio personality. How sweet is that? So for that information, you could call me at 847-882-8717. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the show topic is Your Life, Heaven or Hell, Part 1. But I'm going to do a compilation. I'm going to bring in other dimensions that I wasn't able to on the original show. The call in is 347-637-3789. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And be sure and click on the website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. All of the buttons are there. Click on video. Click on the books. And while we're at that, come on, click on books. And the first one you're going to see is The Elixir of Youth. And when you call in, it's only available to you free when you call in. No email, no nothing. It's an offer when you call in. Right now on 347-637-3789, and I will email you the book free. Let's see, it only took me 55 years to put it together. In research and development, move over Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. I am the expert and creator of Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. Just going to have to take out the time to learn my methods and techniques. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. And they go with you everywhere. And they're yours. My gift. Only when you want it free, you call in on 347-637-3789. And I shall be delighted to forward the ebook to you. Now scroll down, and you'll see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. This is a tribute to mankind. This is a tribute to the men and women who said, wait a minute, I want to share my experience with all of you. Let me read to you what Renee, she has the book. It's only about 108 pages, 100 pages, and there are 14 of us. who shared our stories with you, our trials and tribulations, the twists, the turns, the tragedies, the disappointments. We were knocked down so many times, but we just brushed ourselves off and stood up, and heck, we were going for that zenith. We had a dream. And this is what Renee wrote to me. Choices by Kathy Watson. Introduced by Kathy Watson. What a treasure. From the time one rises from slumber until slumber sets in again, choices will be made. Choices are made from the simple-minded to the genius. The stories that Kathy chose to share of herself and others from this little gem are encouraging and inspiring. Are you going to allow disappointment situations and or circumstances to beat you down and make you quit? Or are you going to keep trying, keep fighting, triumph and win? Hey, the choice is yours. After reading this book, you will be go and do. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing this read with me. I enjoyed all of the stories. My heart was touched deeply. I found myself empathetic to a few of the stories and sympathetic to others. I will share choices with others. That's only one. So the book is a tribute to the contributing authors who are truly celebrities in their own right. I'm not talking about Hollywood and all of that stuff. I'm talking about surviving, achieving. They wanted their dream. They held it in their hands, and now they're on the mountain proclaiming, I have achieved my dream. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. Oh, you'll laugh. You'll cry. And you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. What you can learn from choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise. Now, paradise, there are two dimensions, spiritual and material. You've heard me say, time and time again, it's not how much we have, but how much we enjoy what we have. That makes happiness. Is your life heaven or hell? Now, just a little overview. To live or to die, I chose to live. Sheila, brutally abused, physically, emotionally beaten by brutal Betsy. She is a walking success story. The authors are anywhere from mid-30s up to 80s. You'll love Steel Be Old Mama. Shows no sign of retiring. Bonnie Rooks, I dedicate all of these shows to her because Bonnie passed away several months ago and she was 87. She worked in the steel mills. Laboring. You have to read her story. And then I'm adopted and special. We chose you by Lee. Honey, she left corporate America to build her own business. She is a successful entrepreneur in her late 70s. And then there was Rhea. From stargazing to wonderment, who am I and where am I going? You'll love her story. And then Rika, divine intervention by the grace of God, I will do. Director of the Hoffman Estates Park District 50 Plus Consortium. And then we have Rudy, the choice was clear, rich or poor. How the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream. Rudy Segovia. And then from Germany, from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom, by Barbara. The will to be happy, put yourself first. Mid-30s. Profound. Profound story. And then Joan. Crisis or opportunity, my journey of choices. How would you like to be 24 years old and told that you're going blind and there is no cure? She's in her 40s now and she is making it work. You won't be able to put the book down. The book is dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. Available in hard, soft copy, ebook, Kindle, Nook, Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, Barnes and Noble. You can live your life like it's golden. It's your choice. Is your life heaven or hell? Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. Tom Patrick. With Kathy Watson. Available at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. Now, Tom is coming out. The book is out. Several agents have it, but we're not waiting. Brilliant. The Second Coming. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? How could all of the prophecies regarding 2012 not come true, or did something of great magnitude actually happen? The Mayan people believed in an ending of their calendar, but also a new beginning starting a period in time leading up to the climatic revelation for all mankind. Perhaps their message was not clearly understood, and there is more to it than the scientific world believes. Maybe there was a sign missed, a sign so important that the world as we know it now go through an unheralded time never before seen. I will be doing a whole series on celebrity authors, and I will be showcasing this. On December 21st, 2012, the first time in 26,000 years, there was indeed a galactic alignment of such magnitude, scientists around the world all admitted a sense of fear of what may occur. A polar shift could have resulted in catastrophes on a global level, and this would have been just the beginning. However, there is hope for mankind, for there is one man alive who already knows what happened and saw the sign the Mayan people left behind. This is his story. Father Jonathan Deshaies' quest begins with his discovery of a rare Trinity symbol on the steps of a Mayan temple matches the blood pattern on a torn piece of Christ's burial shroud. This coincidence compels him to search further after learning his own heritage dates back to biblical times. Experiencing lucid dreams about the second coming of Christ, Jonathan knows he must succeed, and he also knows he will need help. He meets three others who also have felt their own destinies are tied to his discovery. Together, the four men trek through Europe searching for more answers and find the unique Trinity symbol is now more prevalent than ever before, having seen it at the Great Pyramids in the Lost Book by Nostradamus. After a special audience at the Vatican, they learn of an ancient parchment written by the Apostle John, which tells them the family name of the third Antichrist. Now, understanding that Christ is alive and in harm's way, they continue their search, not knowing who or where he is. That's the second coming. How exciting. And that will be linked to my website. I will definitely give you the dates that I will be showcasing celebrity authors. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And darlings, before we go into, are you living your life, heaven or, is it heaven or hell? Write this down. This is my life. I created my life by my choices that became habits. And habits are something that you do unconsciously, you just over and over and over again, you're not even aware of it. Well, now it's time to be more lucid. Time to be in touch with what you're saying, what you are thinking, and what you're embracing to be the truth for you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. I told you earlier, my mission and purpose is to acknowledge them. I want all of you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. There isn't a building, there is nothing alive today that would be standing without iron workers. Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. I love illuminating the character of iron workers. Their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics that are revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron Workers offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Choose a career, not a job. Log on www.ironworkers.org. And then, youtube.com/Union Iron Workers. And you'll get a sense of learning. You'll get a sense of more of the work they do, both men and women. And then youtube.com/Iron Workers Impact. And then go to the archive, August 9th, I interviewed, they were on the show, the International Iron Workers Festival. You'll love it. And it's a 4-year apprenticeship, so you'll have to do your homework and see if it is a match for you. Ironworkers.org. I talked earlier about Rika Cuff being the contributing author in Choices. She is the director extraordinaire of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. By the way, they were the national gold winners awards in 2009. Log on heparks.org. Regardless of your age, You don't have to be bored lonely. It's a choice. Senior centers, park districts, and libraries are more than happy to work with you. HEParks.org. Greg McIntyre, RCPA. Do you have a little money issue that you aren't quite sure about? You can email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Choose a certified public accountant. He's simply awesome. I talked about stress, toxicity, and trauma earlier in the show, and I said that they were all leading factors in premature aging, and yes, death. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. We know how to neutralize the free radical damage in our body, but what about your face, the only part of the body you can cover? In the Elixir, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my secrets for de-stressing our faces. I do have a product. It's only available through me. Can't get it anywhere else. 2 ounces cream. It is so effective that you apply it only 3 times a week. And this is for you guys, too. And you could only get it by calling me. 847-882-8717 by calling on air, 347-637-3789. And by the way, all sales are final. I cannot be bothered with returns. And I'm upfront with that. You just keep using it. You know, it's like when you plant a thought or a seed in the garden. And if you keep going back, digging it up to see what it's doing, it'll never grow because you've disturbed the cycle. So when you get this product and you use it 3 times a week, and maybe you've used it 2 weeks, this is ongoing, ongoing, ongoing. What have you done for your skin to help reduce the stress, the effects of stress on your face? It's not an instant fix. You have to be patient and know that ultimately it's the best cream to help you de-stress. And I could tell when people are under stress. All I have to do is look at their mouth, no smiling, eyes are dull. You know how to get it. Now, all of you, come on, you're working for corporate America, that's fine. But maybe you've had little dreams of excitement about owning your own business. It doesn't matter if you're retired, solopreneur, still, I don't care what you're doing. All of you have the ability and the opportunity to start creating your own home-based business. It's one opportunity that may fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills at the same time. And a home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. But you got to believe in yourself. Come on, write this down. www.leticia.myshackley.com. www.leticia.myshackley.com. Oh, I know. You all have good intention, but lousy on execution. But that doesn't stop me. Some will, some won't, so what next? This is a call to action. I'm appealing to all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2013, this is the year to let our voice be heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Oh, Dr. Zeus had it right on. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Come on, make this a family affair. Get excited. Darlings, let me remind you, it's a business. You have to have a business plan. Change is constant, so you have to change your strategies to accommodate change. It's not scary. Lee will help you. What if I told you? I already told you that there's a way to fulfill your dreams. It's in a home-based business. Do you have the guts? Do you have the desire? Do you have the belief in yourself? Are you capable of stepping out of your comfort zone? Do you have any idea the infinite opportunities you have to challenge yourself while making money? And you don't need a college education. You're smart. All you need is a desire to achieve. So many men and women, families, are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing, and this could be you. Make it a family affair. Teach your kids about money and finance. It's pandemic. More men and women than ever are embracing the power of a home-based business. I did when I was 25. Man, what a learning curve. So log on www.com. No, www. Letitia, Letecia dot my Shackley, shakley.com. Hey, she knew what she was doing when she quit her corporate job 30 years ago. When her husband said, she didn't have the brain cell working. You go back and get your job back. You'll never make it. I don't know, 8 cars later and traveling the world, traversing the Orient and the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara. I don't know where she went. I was just getting a little theatrical. And today, boy, did it pay off. Now, if you worked with corporate America for 30-some years, would you be getting a check every month for your efforts, residual income? 4 figures. You see, don't you see the difference? Once you're done with corporate America, and if you had stayed with it, fine, you're going to get a gold watch, but now what? Now, when you leave them, you're done. You're history. Hey, honey, they already forgot you. But in a home-based business, working with Lee, if you follow her pattern and listen, take advantage of her guidance, she's in her late 70s and she gets a check every month in the 4 figures. Imagine that. Sounds good to me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I need to ask you, is your life heaven or hell? And you do know that you created your life. No one else did but you. Every word, every thought, every nuance, everything has been through choice. What choices have you made? We human beings just can't let go, can we? And when I was doing the show, it made me aware that most of you even aren't aware of the words that come out of your mouth, your feelings, your expression, and your actions. It's time to sit down and do an inventory, an evaluation. Habits. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. Do you repeatedly see yourself enjoying the fullness of life? Is your life heaven or hell? Are you a joy to live with? Is your spouse a joy to live with? We create our life by our habits. Like a snake who does not miss the old skin it has shed, when we become occupied in seeing ourselves in situations where we are healthy, happy, prosperous, and joyous, it's easy to forget the old limiting pictures of the past. The more you can imagine what you want, the less you give energy to what you don't want. You see, when you put a thought out there, every time you say, I don't have any money, the universe says, okay, they don't have any money. The universe doesn't say, oh, wait a minute, Jeannie didn't really mean that. Jeannie means that she doesn't have the money now, but she'll get it. No. You're limiting yourself. You are functioning from limitation. This is from Science of Mind. The more and more people are getting rid of their televisions, since the TV displays violence, wars, and disrespect of divine humanity. They are replacing them with tel-a-vision circles. The word tel, T-E-L-L, dash A-vision, was coined by the beloved mentor, Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith. These circles are a wonderful opportunity for folks to gather and tell a vision of their lives or of the life of a person being honored. It's a habit. You've been practicing toxic negative thinking for so long that you can't embrace positive energy power. Look in the mirror. What do you see? Say hello. Say hello to the person that has created your life. Yeah, today you're going to change it because you're off to great places. Today, right now, write this down. You are consciously going to be aware of living in the now, and you're going to create habits that are going to benefit you emotionally and physical and your spiritual health. And you're going to begin with words that hurt, words that empower. I'm doing a show, a gig on New Beginnings. Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to when we were lovers one night. And this is for 50 plus. It is a new beginning. But before we could go on with the new beginning, we have to shed our old skin. But here's the difference. a snake who sheds his old skin. Doesn't remember, doesn't miss it. But we as humans hold on to everything that happened in our lives. And we blame. There is no blame. There is no right or wrong. It is what it is, because you can only function from the point of your awareness, the age you are, your circumstances, everything, that you could only function from what you believe to be true for you, and this goes full circle, everyone. Everything that's happened in the world, you did it because of your awareness. I don't know what your thinking was. Was it good? Was it indifferent? Was it heinous? Was it despicable? But you have to take full responsibility for it. For your life. Change is difficult, but you have to shift the strategies to accommodate change. So let's start with words. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I want that abolished. I want that thrown out of every... Whoever came up with that... Wait, there's a saying here. I don't know if I could find it. But I have to tell you something. You will always remember what people say to you. I'd rather get a slap on my back low enough and hard enough. It's over with. Than to have a debilitating, discouraged word tossed at me. Words that empower. Oh, you're a joy to live with. Words that hurt. Oh, get out of my sight, you're a pain. Did you ever look at a child's face? You know, I stop parents when I'm shopping and I see them lashing out at a little child, and I go up to them and say, pardon me while I interrupt you. I know it's your life, but I have to step in. That child will never forget what you said. Will never forget what you said. And this will be his mantra as he grows up. And you're only saying it because you're so damn insecure. You feel so inferior. Does it really make you feel good? And even talking to your spouse, your children. And I know many of us do it. Look, I'm not. I don't walk on water. But when I find myself saying something, I immediately cancel and say, oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't. No, please understand why I said that. Cancel that. I cancel that. You see, everything we say, think, or do reflects the quality of our inner thought, whether they're thoughts of ourselves, relationships, careers, or conditions around us. And it has to do in belief in oneself, your self-esteem. Because you see, self-esteem is more than a belief in oneself. It's how you feel about yourself right now, just the way you are. How do you feel about yourself right now? Are you a joy to live with? Or is it hell on earth? Did you ever think to stop and talk to each other? Time out? Let's really think about what we said. And analyze it? You're going to go through life with such hate? No wonder there is so much dis-ease in the world. I didn't say disease. I said dis-ease. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Until tomorrow at 8 a.m., Kathy Watson signing off. Au revoir.